Hello everyone, it's Laura Rollins and welcome to tonight's training call. This is the Adult ADD Time Management Coaching Group and I am starting the class for June 2013. And our theme this month is all about where does my time go and really learning how to spend time on purpose. So with that, I want to just first, because this is a new structure that we're putting in place for the program, just want to review it with everybody, and then I'll go ahead and get started. Right now, we don't have anyone live on the call, which is fine, because you can all listen to it in the recording section. And if anyone comes in, we'll certainly answer any questions that you ask along the way. So what I have done on the structure is to really add some structure to the program for you. And we're going to have a monthly theme, and that will change every month, of course. And the first coaching call of the month, which is the first Thursday of the month, is going to be a training class. And we're going to be training on anything and everything related to time management. Tonight, the class is specifically, where does my time go? How to spend time on purpose. And then the second call of the month, which is the second Thursday, is what I call the training Q&A call. And what that is it is an opportunity for you to really work on what you implemented and over the last week with the training. So as a foreshadowing, I'm going to ask everyone to track their time over the next week. So next week's call, we're going to start with questions, challenges, learnings from the theme, from the training that we're doing here tonight. Now, it is also, if we have time and get through any of those questions, a great opportunity to ask any and all other coaching questions that you have for me. So, anywhere from planning your schedule, getting projects done, any of those time management challenges that bring you here to the time management group. Then we are going to continue to take the third Thursday off in the month, and then the fourth Thursday of the month is a bonus call. And that bonus call is there for you to bring any and all questions to me, any and all challenges. You're stuck on your business, you're trying to get your study schedule together, you've got a home project you're working on, whatever it is, I want you to bring your questions. Now, if you're not able to make it to that call, you can email me your questions. If you're thinking that, well, I'm not sure if I want to talk specifically about my specific issue, you can email me your question, and I can work through it that way. And we should have time in every bonus call to get to 6 to 10 people for individual coaching, during that group session. So we are going to work together to get those questions answered during that bonus call. And of course, we still have the forum that is available for everyone to address any questions and concerns that you have at any time during the program. So with that, I'm going to get started on tonight's call. And again, the training class tonight is called Where Does My Time Go? How to Spend Time on Purpose. And you should have received or you did receive an email with your training handout for tonight's training module. If you don't have it in your email, if you happen to accidentally delete that email, you can also find it in the documents section of the members page. So either place, you can get that information and work with it from there. So jumping in now to the content for tonight's training class. Again, where does my time go? How to spend time on purpose? And the learning objective for tonight is become more purposeful in how you spend your time. And that's going to be in your academic, your professional, your personal lives, anywhere that you spend time. So clearly any aspect of what you have going on. I will help you do this by teaching you why and how to track your time so that you can gain some insight and take positive action towards being more purposeful with that time. And it's really so important. And the first question here, I think, is probably resonating with some of you that are listening to the recording, and it's why bother? And I ask that because I really want you to start out this call with thinking about, you know, challenge me. Why should you bother taking on this challenge of tracking your time? And that's what your homework is going to be, is to track your time for a week. And I really expect that some of you are sitting there saying, why should I bother keeping track of my time? I just spend all day fighting fires, and there's really nothing I can do about it. And I want to give you the tools to understand why you should bother. And what I propose to you is that knowledge about your time equals power. The more information and the more insight that you have about how you spend your time, the more power you can have over the time. So what can you learn? You can learn so many different things. And a few examples of what clients have learned over the years is, you know, who's interrupting me? Where am I getting the most distracted from those interruptions? You can really learn whether or not you get your routine things done in a structured way. So they might be routine tasks, but maybe you do or maybe you don't have a routine for getting those tasks done. You're going to find out how much you get done on any given day. And what I propose here, too, is that you're going to be surprised with how much you get done, but you might also be surprised that you might not be working on your priorities. You also may learn where you wish you were spending your time. And that's actually, we'll talk about that towards the end, but that's really my hope for you, is that you really determine where do you want to spend your time. And why I say that knowledge equals power is because it's hard to do anything about it with all the stuff going on with your time if you don't actually start by knowing what's going on with your time. The next section here is, how do I track where my time goes? There's a few simple steps to start. It's to plan your day. Use whatever planning process you already use. If you don't use something, please, you know, talk to me in the forum, send me an email, because I want you to really start using some sort of planning process. Maybe it's not ideal for you, but let's get you started with something that can get you moving in the right direction. Then after you plan your day, you are going to estimate where you're going to spend your time. Now, that's pretty easy for when you're going to be in meetings. You know, if I've got a meeting that's scheduled for an hour, chances are it's going to go for an hour. Or if you have, you know, if you work with people who maybe like long meetings, maybe it's going to go over. And really kind of estimate that. The other thing to think about is, and this is really a key factor, when after you've planned your day, I'm going to make an assumption that you're going to have a to-do list of some sort or another. Well, I want you to estimate how much time you're going to spend on those tasks. And you may be sitting there going, Laura, I don't have a clue where I'm going to spend my time. Or, I'm sorry, how much time I'm going to spend on each of these tasks. Guess. Just take a wild guess, because it's going to give you a start at understanding where your time goes. And then I want you, as the day progresses, to track your time every hour, on the hour, and just at, 10 o'clock in the morning, pause and just write down what you did for the last hour. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, well, Laura, that doesn't really make all that much sense, because how can I write down every single thing I did? That's going to take me 20 minutes. Yes, it would take you 20 minutes if you write down every single step along the way. I'm going to encourage you to start with some general categories to keep it simple and not overwhelming. And then if you do it for a week and then you want to track in more detail, that can work. But I really do recommend that you start really small. So some general categories, I've got them listed on the handout, might be home, work, family, kids, chores. But I want to pause here, and I want to give you a chance to jot down what other categories that you might need. Some categories that you might think of as far as what categories would you want to use to track your time. Under home, you might have leisure time. It's going to be computer, TV, reading a book. You're going to have eating, and maybe that falls in that work category too. You take a lunch break from 12 to 1, that's good to know. If you never take time for lunch, that'll be a good way to flush out that information. From a work perspective, you're not going to learn as much if you only categorize it by work. Now, what you will learn is that, are you working a lot of hours into the evening after your regular, your regular shift, if you will? But you also may want to just have some general categories of phone calls, meetings, different big projects that you've got working on. So someone that I know who's in human resources, they're kind of spending a lot of time right now on hiring. So one category might be hiring. They're also spending time on standardizing processes. So it might be process improvement. And it's really up to you to really look at your work scenario and identify what kind of categories that you want to use. I would recommend no more than 10 categories. And that, I think, will really help you to keep it not overwhelming. The next step in the process is to select your method of tracking your time. And I have a few different options here, and I want to talk through them. And then I've got a sample time map. And then I have something called a productivity heat map that a gentleman by the name of Charlie Gilkey over at Productive Flourishing has put together that you might also want to try. That's not actually on the handout, but I thought about it after I developed the training, and I thought, you know what? The participants here might be interested in that methodology. So first method that I'm suggesting is your notebook. And this is it's a low-tech, simple option, and it might be a really good place for you to start. So I have a client who does this. She keeps track of her time spent in a spiral notebook, and she's actually quite detailed about it, but like I said, you don't have to be. And she keeps that notebook in the same place on her desk every day, and then just jots down what's been going on in a given day. Now, you could also use the notepad on your smartphone. I know on the iPhone, it'll actually even send it to you in an email. So that's kind of nice to have a record of it that way. You could use, you know, open a Word or other word processing document on your computer. Now, with that idea of using something on your computer, the one thing that I do want to point out is that this works best if it's something that's with you at all times. So if you're looking for a technological solution to the notebook idea, then I really do want you to think about, if I'm going to keep it on a Word document on my computer, am I realistically at the top of every hour going to have my computer with me and able to open it? Now, if you're just doing this at work and you use a computer at work, then that may be just a beautiful solution for you. But it's just something to think about before you start tracking, because I can tell you it's really hard to say, oh, I'm just going to, you know, in the evening at home on my computer, I'm gonna go back and remember what I spent my time doing throughout the day. And I can tell you that's going to be really hard to make that happen. So I really want you to be realistic about that as you go. Now, related to the notepad, but more structured, is your planner. It can be really useful to keep track of your time in your planner, especially if you have a lot of appointments or meetings. And then you can add the task time right into the time slots on your planner, so that, you know, you may not even have to create any extra sections. Maybe you would have to for, you know, early morning or late evening. But, you know, you want to really take advantage of those time slots, because it's less writing that you're going to have to do as you keep track of your time. Now, you could do this with a paper planner, or you could do it with an electronic planner, and, you know, think of a Google Calendar or Outlook or any of that, and you could just put a note in at the top of the hour. You know, sort of, it's almost like setting an appointment with yourself, what I did for the last hour. And for some of you where typing is a heck of a lot easier than writing, then this could be a really nice solution. And then it's one, especially if it's like a Google Calendar or I know I've talked about Cozy Calendar before, then it's with you wherever you are, whenever you're working on things. So it's pretty nice. Now, the next idea is a calendar. Now, this might be different than a planner. It might be more of a calendar that you have on your wall of your office or in your kitchen or something like that. Now, the thing that you need to be careful of if you're going to track your time on, say, a monthly calendar, is oftentimes you're not going to have enough space to write. Now, there are some monthly calendars with some nice big writing spaces, so you might be able to keep track that way. Now, one of my favorite ways to keep track of time, if the whole grid format isn't overwhelming, because if it is, then this isn't going to be something that's going to work for you. But I've got a picture of a time map on your handout here, and all it is it's an Excel spreadsheet, and I have a link to where that's located in the members section of my Attention Coach. But what it is for you is it's a week at a glance calendar, and it's very simple. There's no real big science behind it. It doesn't have a lot of space to write for each hour. And I would encourage you, if you're going to try this method, to keep it to this space. You know, we're just trying to make this a quick analysis of your time. We're not doing, you know, a detailed time study that maybe, you know, industrial engineers would have done back in the 1920s. But we're looking, you know, for those categories that you identified earlier. So if you look at this, you know, I've got the times laid out from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. hour. Now, you could always add more. You know, like I say, it's an Excel spreadsheet, and you could just add it in. You can type it in. Some people will even color code. You know, if it's just like meeting times, and maybe they're trying to reduce the number of meetings, they might put that in red. If it's study times, I know one of our members, you know, likes to identify her study times. Maybe she puts the study times in, let's say, in light blue, and then when that time passes, she might even just put a check mark in the yep, I studied during the light blue times. So it can be really fluid and really useful as a tool. Now, I mentioned a gentleman by the name of Charlie Gilkey, and he has a business called Productive Flourishing, and it's productiveflourishing.com. And if you go over there and search for productivity heat map, what you're going to see is it almost looks like a clock face, or it's a circle. And it has all the hours of the day, all 24 hours of the day, in this circle. And so it's sort of like a clock going from 1 to 24, though, you know, instead of our traditional 12-hour clock face. And what he has you do is color code your sleeping times, your most productive times, your least productive times. And what I would envision is you could use that format for keeping track, maybe print it out, and then just sort of jot down in each of the little almost pie sections, jot down what it is that you are working on. And that would also really help you identify where your most productive times are. So it's sort of a double benefit for yourself. All right. And if anyone has any questions at all on any of these steps or any of these processes, I really want to encourage you to either email me personally or to you know, to put it in our forum, your question, and I'll be sure to answer it there. The last section here the next section that I want to talk about is just the reflection and the learning process, because this is then the learning that you're going to get after you go through the tracking. So in order to figure out where your time's going, you have to keep track of it. And then from there, that's where I really want you to get into this deep learning here about how are you going to spend your time on purpose, and rather than just letting the day happen, because that can be really frustrating. So this is not about beating yourself up. I want to make that very, very clear. This is about learning. And after you do it for about a week, I want you to reflect on what you learned and how you can use the learning. And then come back to the handout and identify what knowledge did you gain. I almost think of this too as what surprises came up for you. And then think about how can you use the knowledge. So let's look at these common experiences and then think about how we can use the knowledge. So you might discover you accomplished many tasks. So that's great. So first of all, use that knowledge and congratulate yourself because you've made some really nice progress there, and that's really cool and really important. And I was talking with a client tonight, and the client was talking to me about a project that they had to work on, and they're a little worried that they were going to get stuck. And the reason they were going to get stuck is because they're really worried about this project. And it's due tomorrow, and we talked about all this negative self-talk. Well, then we reflected on her week, and it was like, but wait, you got this, this, and this done. You were very focused. You kept your work area organized. Like, you've had so many wins over the next week. So So if you identify that you accomplish many tasks, then you can use that knowledge to really build in some self-talk into your daily life and help you sort of build that confidence around your time. Now, you may also find that some priorities get ignored. And I would say how you can use that knowledge is really to work on prioritizing. So I often talk to people and they tell me, Laura, I just can't prioritize. But if you do the time tracking and then you reflect and you say, oh, wow, I had some high priorities that got ignored this week. And I didn't really realize that. Well, then that sort of helps you as you move forward, oh, wait, what were those high priorities that I ignored last week that I need to make sure get done this week? So it's a way of sort of learning about that prioritizing really after the fact, but then gathering that learning and using it moving forward. You might learn, and this is common, this is really, really common, that tasks take you longer than you expected. That's where that time estimating comes in, and that is so important. In a future month, we're going to talk all about planning and getting the most out of your calendar. And if tasks take you longer than expected, then you're going to have a hard time planning. So you can use the knowledge to then adjust things as you move forward. You know, if you're consistently finding that you are 2 hours late in submitting a report because unexpected things happen, please build in an extra 2 hours for that report that you have to do. You know, it's things like that can really help you out and help you move forward. I'm also going to guess for some of you that you're going to find that sleep gets neglected. So how can you plan to get to sleep earlier? I know we had a member before that talked a lot about that, and actually, I think one of our current members has talked about it where it's like, okay, I'm getting to bed at 2 in the morning, and that's just not effective. I have a colleague I know that, you know, will stay up sometimes till 4 in the morning working on a project, which is fine if you can sleep in the morning. If you can't sleep in the morning, that can get really draining and really exhausting. So those are some common experiences, and then ways you can use those experiences. I really encourage you to look at your own experiences and then use that knowledge to move forward. And again, I'm there for you in the forum as well as emails. And then this really leads right into where do you want your time to go? And that's really a question only you can answer. As you think of it, though, think about where do you want to spend more time or less time? And it's your time. So own it and work through it and get to that place where you want to be with your time. But remember, this isn't a quick fix. It's not a, I'm going to be all set with my time tomorrow, but it's moving on a path to being more purposeful with your time. So that's the training for tonight. I was hoping to get a few live questions, but it doesn't look like we're going to get any tonight, which is all right. Like I say, you've got other methods to get your questions answered. Your homework is to track your time for this week and to bring your questions to next week's call. And that's going to be on the 13th at 8:30. And remember, too, if you're all set with this tracking time and you don't want to focus on there, still bring your questions because we'll probably have time to cover this as well as any other questions that you may have. So with that, I'm going to end our call for tonight for June 2013 for the ADD Time Management Coaching Group, and I want to wish you a very successful time tracking week. And this is Laura Rollins of My Attention Coach, and I wish everyone a very successful time this week. Thank you.